Last year, Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced that the government would be introducing the Jamaica House Fellowship as part of efforts to attract the country's best and brightest minds into the public service. The stated goal, according to the Prime Minister, is to provide an opportunity for some of Jamaica's exceptional and highly motivated minds to be involved in the policy process at the highest levels of government, while also forging a greater appreciation of how the state works to impact the lives of the people. And after an almost 10-month selection process, the successful candidates have now been unveiled and will be part of the public service for the next 2 years. The impressive and well-rounded individuals who make up the first batch of Jamaica House Fellows are well-known youth development specialist Jerome Cowans, banking and finance specialist Lavoy Cruikshank, policy and governance specialist Christopher Graham, comparative politics scholar Karel Samuda, law scholar Andre Sean Silburn, research and strategic management consultant Aubrey Stewart, and economist and risk specialist Mark Tracy.
We expect that fellows will broaden their horizons and will develop a sense of personal involvement in the leadership of our society. The program aims to generate leaders who have a first-hand understanding of the challenges faced by government.
Co-chairman of the Economic Growth Council, Ambassador Nigel Clark. The fellows will be placed in ministries, departments, and agencies based on government priorities, skill sets, experience, and areas of interest. They will be assigned to special projects and provide support to high-priority government initiatives and objectives. Dr. Clark adds that the fellows truly reflect some of the brightest Jamaica can produce, noting that over 128 persons applied to the program, with applicants coming from as far away as Mexico, Japan, and Turkey.
So we have among our fellows persons who have expertise in public policy, in political science, in policy research, community development, youth leadership, economic analysis, finance, law, general management, risk, operations management, and in business. And they are ideally equipped to provide research support and to aid in decision making.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness has expressed satisfaction with the caliber of the fellows, noting that attracting individuals such as these is key to getting Jamaicans to develop a greater appreciation for the public service.
My job is as much as possible to try and bring people into the state who can represent the highest ideals of what it means to be Jamaican. To stop this process of devaluing the state. This is just one idea in a series of things that we're going to do to ensure that the Jamaican state is held in the highest regard.
This effort, the Prime Minister continued, will yield greater pride in societal institutions and the nation itself by extension.
You will project this principle of merit. So the Jamaican state has to become a meritocracy. So the man who plays by the rules is the man who will be rewarded.
The fellows themselves are ready to take on the responsibilities that will be handed to them and say they relish the opportunity to serve their country.
It is absolutely an honor and a privilege to be awarded this prestigious fellowship. This is a very important type of program for the development of our country, you know. It's important to include young people into the decision-making processes of the country. And I think the government has made the right decision.
So I'm feeling very proud today. I'm looking forward to working with the various ministries, drafting and implementing the various policies and just being a part of the government.
Jamaica House Fellows Andre Sean Silburn and before him Christopher Graham.
It's a great opportunity for me to serve my country at one of the highest level. And to represent or to be the voice of various communities and areas across Jamaica, which may feel disadvantaged from systems that were put in place, but it's now for me to bridge that gap as a Jamaica House Fellow to ensure that their voices are represented.
Jamaica House Fellow Aubrey Stewart. More Jamaicans will have the opportunity to be part of the Jamaica House Fellowship program, with the initiative slated to be an annual activity.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.